CEO of Pierce Transit. Before we get started, I would like to recognize several folks in the audience who have joined us today. First, we would like to offer special recognition to our local, federal, and state officials and their staff members here today representing them. Please raise your hand so that we can honor you. Thank you for taking the time to be here today. It's really important to us. And thank you for your support of transit. I'd like to recognize the many partners and neighbors with us today. Joining us from the Federal Transit Administration is FTA Region 10 Administrator Linda Gerke. We're all also honored to have Lieutenant Colonel James Bloom representing Joint Base Lewis-McChord. JBLM shares a property line with us, and we promise to be good neighbors. So thank you for being here today, and thank you for your service. Next, please help me welcome Julie Tim, CEO of Sound Transit. Newly appointed, I might add. Welcome, Julie. And welcome to Alan Belton, President of Pacific Lutheran University. And as you can see, we have some royalty here today from the community of Spanaway Lake High School, Daffodil Princess, Sydney Bricky. Finally, please help me welcome representatives from our other partners, including Pierce County, Washington State DOT, and our project engineering firm, KPFF. Please wave so we can acknowledge you. In addition to those that we've already acknowledged, we have several dignitaries here that are part of our speaking lineup, and we'll announce them later. Before we hear from our speakers, I want to tell you a little bit about the facility we're breaking ground on here today. This transit center and park and ride is truly something to celebrate. It's the first new facility of its kind in Pierce Transit since the mid-90s. Once completed, it will serve as the southern terminus of our Route 1, which is our highest ridership route in the system. As we move forward, it will also be the southern terminus for the South Sound's first bus rapid transit line along Route 1 along the Pacific Mountain Highway. I'd like to tell you a little bit about what we have right now. Right now, we have a pullout that does not have the capacity to hold multiple buses and paratransit vehicles. It's right alongside of the highway. It has just one shelter and a bench, but serves more than 300 passengers each week. And although it's a layover location, there is no comfort station for our operators. They have to walk up the street, use McDonald's, or ask to use or to go into Walmart. So this is truly remarkable for them. The new transit center we're breaking ground on changes all of that. It will serve our customers and employees much better, and importantly, it will serve as a catalyst for getting people aboard transit. It will help reduce congestion, benefit the environment, and open doors for people who need transportation to access jobs, education, and other opportunities. We will complete this facility in two phases. The first phase will be 38 parking stalls, a bus turnaround, a comfort station for the operators, and shelter for our passengers. The second phase will expand parking to 250 spaces and also give us an egress out of here so that we can safely cross the mountain highway. Most of the funding for this project comes from state and local sources, thanks in a large part to the help and support of elected officials, including U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell, Congresswoman Marilyn Strickland, and State Representative Jake Fye, who you'll all hear from all of them today. We're calling today's event Tee It Up for Transit, with a nod to the Lake Spanaway Golf Course, located just down the street from this facility. The Lake Spanaway Golf Course is a major part of this community, and we'd like to thank them for loaning us some golf clubs that you'll see in action later today. So without further ado, let's hear from our speakers, who are steadfast transit supporters and have played a key role in making this transit center a reality. To begin, please help me welcome United States Senator Maria Cantwell.
Well, thank you, Mike, and thank you for that introduction, and what a beautiful day in the Northwest to celebrate infrastructure investment and how it's helping our economy. I want to thank all of the dignitaries that Mike mentioned and to add my thanks and support to them as well. Obviously, my dear colleague who is here and really helped lead the charge on a congressional request for this, Congresswoman Strickland, are really one of the key leads in Olympia, State Representative Jake Fye, and Pierce County Council member Marty Campbell. But I also see that we have Senator Tawana Nobles, who I consider a dear friend, State Representative Dan Bernoski, and obviously Representative Mari Leavitt, and want to thank them as well as Council Member Amy Kruver. So, and obviously to our dignitary from JBLM, thank you, Lieutenant Colonel Bloom, for your service and everything you do. Well, we all know where Spanaway is, and just on the other side of the base is a key transportation corridor to getting people to and from work. But we know with today's high gas prices, we also need alternatives to getting people to and from work in a more economical and easy fashion. That's why we're here to break ground today on a new major investment in a transit center that will make commuting a little bit easier in the future. I want to thank the partners who helped get us here, Pierce Transit CEO Mike Griffiths, Congresswoman Strickland, as I mentioned, Chairman of the House Transportation Committee, Jake Fye, and the Council Member Marty Campbell and Washington DOT. We know that people here have been waiting a long time for this groundbreaking, and that's why I guess you're going to celebrate with a little golf activity afterwards. But this transit center is the first new transit center in Pierce County in decades, and that is long overdue. It's definitely time because Pierce County continues to grow, adding 130,000 residents since 2010. That means we need to improve our transportation system. We need to add more capacity, more routes, and certainly a transit center for the future like this one. Route 1, which will have its southern terminus at the station, is Pierce Transit's busiest route, with more than 55,000 residents living within a half a mile of the route. This means we need to get them to where they need to go. The transit center will also eventually get them to the Tacoma Dome station, where they can connect with other places like the Sounder system, or getting to Seattle airports, or the Stadium District, or even catch the Amtrak Cascade route, which we're so glad was just recently reestablished after a lot of pushing and a lot of hard work. The center will have a park and ride lot to accommodate 250 vehicles and a vehicle charging station for electric vehicles on site. And it will feature a comfort station so our bus drivers will have a little capacity to get things handled when they need to get them handled. And I know that you're all looking forward to 2025, when Route 1 will become Pierce Transit's first bus rapid transit line. That means the buses, instead of arriving every 30 minutes, will arrive every 10 minutes. I can't tell you what that means. Yes, applause. I can't tell you what that means for the traveling commuter. I hear so much. I live in Snohomish County, and trust me, all along the I-5 corridor there, people tell me as far up as Mill Creek, they're planning on when they leave their house, what station they're going to be able to go to get a parking space. That's how much you know, these facilities are needed. But now that you know that something's leaving every 10 minutes, it gives you the extra capacity. So that is why Representative Strickland and I both fought very hard to secure a $3 million congressional direct spending award for the Spanaway Transit Center, and why we think that this community needs the help in the future. The package of $24 million needed to complete this project, $6.3 million, will come from federal transit dollars. That is just on the formula basis. So it was so important that we got our infrastructure bill done, just like the state legislature did. And we know that the Department of Transportation, U.S. Department of Transportation, listing this project, we know in the future that Federal Transit Administration capital investment grant funds also will come. They won't have to restructure and reapply as long as we keep providing investments for the future. Part of that rapid transit system will get federal dollars, and we're, Marilyn and I are going to be working to make sure that that happens. So we fought for this project to get to this stage because we know that communities like this can transform when they have the capital investment of transportation infrastructure. It's not always easy, and not everybody back in the other Washington sees the value of this investment in transportation. But I guarantee you those who supported the bipartisan infrastructure law knew that this was exactly what we needed to do to make our transportation network work in the state of Washington and certainly here in Pierce County. So we're going to continue to work to make sure that that capital investment grant program for mass transit, which is $23 billion over the next 5 years, continues to work. And we know that this is a perfect location to spend these dollars. Let's make sure that commuters here in Spanaway get to their workplace, get to where they need to go, so that it can keep our economy growing in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Cantwell. Now we will hear from United States Congresswoman Marilyn Strickland.
All right. Good morning, everyone. And it is my honor to be here today representing the 10th Congressional District of Washington State. I was so pleased that we were able to secure $3 million for this. And having an amazing delegation and a fighter in the U.S. Senate like Maria Cantwell makes these things a lot easier. And I look at this project with joy because someone once told me it takes a long time sometimes for you to see the shade of the trees that you plant. The idea of having BRT as part of the mix of what we offer at Pierce Transit came to be when I was actually chair of the board and Jim Walton was the acting director at the time. And when I look at my former colleagues from city council now chairing the transportation committee, sitting on county council, it really does demonstrate that having relationships, knowing the community and knowing its needs are so important. I was proud to get bipartisan support for the Build Housing Near Transit bill, because we know that we need good transit systems, but we need close proximity to housing so that people don't have to rely on a car to participate in the economy and get their basic needs met. And I see this as someone who drives a car, but this is not an anti-automobile thing. I tell people, people don't need lectures, they need choices. And when we give people more choices, they are better equipped to help be contributors to making our carbon emissions go down, and just doing what we can to support good jobs, protecting the environment, and making it easy for people to fully participate in society. I am so thankful that we're able to get this funding, and as Senator Cantwell says, we're going to need more. And so we are working diligently to make sure that this project stays top of mind. We thank Pierce Transit for continuing to do this, and here's the reason we do this work every day. We want to make sure that we are creating a nation that is more safe, more just, and more secure. This project does exactly that. And Pierce Transit and all the partners are here to make sure that we're working together in a coordinated way. I often tell people that I belong to the best congressional district in the entire United States, and I think this is evidence that it is true. We work together, we know each other, we don't have these fights that are unnecessary, and we focus on doing the work and delivering for the people. So I'm going to be excited by the time we finish this, because we're making this more accessible and more equitable. And when we have the BRT line running 14 miles down the length of Pacific Avenue, it's going to be pretty extraordinary. But thanks for letting me be here today. I will continue to advocate for Pierce Transit and Mass Transit, because at heart, I'm a transportation and infrastructure geek. Thank you for supporting this project.
Okay, you got it.
So now I have the honor of introducing our next speaker. He serves as chair of the Transportation Committee for the state legislature. He is a longtime friend of mine and someone that I had the honor of serving with in city government. And so Jake is going to fight hard for our district. He's going to make sure that we're doing things through the lens of equity. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the chair of the House Transportation Committee, Jake Fy.
I just had to do that.
I was a bit worried, Congressman Strickland, about what you were going to say and how you were going to introduce me. So thank you very much for the very kind introduction, and it's great to see you again. And Senator Cantwell, thank you for being here in one of the outskirts of the state of Washington, but obviously a very growing and important part of this state. So, and thank you, Congressman Strickland and Senator Cantwell, for your support for this project and continuing support for this project. I want to highlight the fact that I have, as Senator Cantwell said, there's three legislators here, and actually two of them serve and make sure that things happen in transportation. Senator Tawana Nobles is on the Senate Transportation Committee, and where are you, Representative Bernoski?
Well, I'm here in the shade,
smart man, who is one of the vice chairs on the Transportation Committee, and also Representative Mari Leavitt. They all are very outspoken to make sure that their needs for transportation are met. And I think we benefit greatly in Pierce County from having strong individuals to make sure that we're not forgotten here and that we have the kind of services that are necessary. And thank you very much for putting this together. We in the legislature made a down payment with a regional mobility grant and doubled down, I think now, for a total of $11 million or so for this project. And I think by what I would say was a wonderful package, which could be actually really effective because of the great work at the federal level with the IIJA. We passed Move Ahead Washington, which I think is transformative in how we spend our money in transportation. Now we're going to spend money in a way we haven't before. Even back to the Tim Iman days when funding was lost for transit and other things, we really made a comeback, and we really need to make the investments. Now is the time to make the investments in transit, make it happen. And I think it's a wonderful start here to be here and to watch the first bus rapid transit facility start. I think that'll be great for this area, and I'm very hopeful that with our Kids Ride Free part of the Move Ahead Washington, that we'll be able to get a lot of young people to be able to take advantage of what the bus system can do for them in terms of how they grow as a young person, what opportunities they can have that where money has been a barrier in the past. So thank you again for the wonderful opportunity to be here today. And I'm looking forward to that day when I can get on the first bus ride from Spanaway back into Tacoma. Thank you very much. Thank you, Representative Fy. And now we're going to hear from one of our important partners, the Washington State Department of Transportation. And we have with us today Steve Rourke, Olympic Region Administrator. Steve?
Well, good morning, everybody. Actually, I think it's afternoon now. What a great day for groundbreaking. I was expecting umbrellas and raincoats this time of year, but what a great day and a big day for Pierce Transit. You know, I bring you greetings from Secretary Millar, who couldn't be here today, and all the staff back at WSDOT who have followed this project closely and are engaged in it. So You know, this groundbreaking moves us all another step closer to improved transit service along the SR7 corridor. And this new center will be, I think, the first visible piece of BRT when it opens in a few years. And these improvements are super important. People want transportation options. They want convenience. They want choices. And this facility is going to help support those needs. I first want to thank Pierce Transit for inviting WSDOT and our other funding partners to join in helping fund the project and to work together on bus rapid transit, which we're actively engaged in. We work with the legislature to secure the state's investment for this facility and BRT through our Region Mobility Grant program that Jake Five mentioned. And those grants, they maximize efficiency using existing infrastructure and reduce travel time delay on corridors like this one. Partnerships are super important. They're critical to success in transportation, and we built some really good ones here. So I want to thank Pierce County, the City of Tacoma, our elected leaders, FTA, and of course Mike Griffiths, you and your team at Pierce Transit, for a huge effort to enhance service along the corridor. We know it's been a challenge to finding this site, figuring out how we're going to get buses out of here in a congested system. That hard work has paid off. The transit center will be a valuable addition to the service area and an anchor for BRT in the future. So congratulations to everybody to getting to this point, and I say I would look forward to another sunny day for a ribbon cutting in the not too distant future. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it very much. And now, finally, last but not least, because to me he's very important, County Council member Marty Campbell, who's also chair of the Pierce Transit Board. Marty.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just received word we're a little ahead of schedule, so I'm here to fix that. Thank you all very much for coming out. My name is Marty Campbell. I am chair of the Pierce County Board of Commissioners. I do also want to acknowledge our vice chair here, Tacoma City Councilwoman Christina Walker, and also my colleague on the County Council, Amy Kruver, whose district we are in currently at this time. So thank you for coming out and joining us. I also, it's on behalf of the Pierce Transit Board, I thank you all for being here. I also want to take a moment and thank all the employees of Pierce Transit. Everyone around here, we can give them a round of applause. 2020, the world went to hell, but Pierce Transit kept showing up every day. When you talk about essential services, it became Pierce Transit. They didn't get to take a break during the pandemic. As a matter of fact, they had to double down and work twice as hard and help get essential workers to the essential jobs. And so for that, as a community, we're always going to be eternally grateful. And we're incredibly excited to have this transit center being built out here. This new transit center, Park and Ride, will be a game changer for the people of Pierce County. When it is completed in about a year, people will be able to park, walk, bike, however they get here. Get on a Pierce Transit bus. They'll be able to ride it all the way to TCC, all the points you see back here. You'll be able to connect to all that. And this starts with those connections. And it's really important that we build it right here. Simply put, this facility will open doors for people who really need it. Putting a transit center out here in Spanaway matches up with the equity goals of Pierce Transit, Pierce County, the health department, pretty much every equity measure that we have. This helps address it. Let me give you some statistics that thankful staff put together for me. This transit center will serve low-income and high-minority areas. According to the U.S. Census, more than 11% of people in this area are living in poverty, compared to 9.4% across Pierce County. More than 12% report having a disability. The number is even higher along Pierce Transit's Route 1, which will stop here. More than one-third of the population is minority, and nearly 12% have no vehicle at home. More than 18% do not speak English as their primary language. And residents of South Pierce County rely on transit as their sole source of transportation. That's why it's so exciting that we're doing the right thing right here in Pierce County to address many of the inequities that we have. In addition to serving those who ride Route 1, this transit center will be a critical piece of our future bus rapid transit line, which will run from this spot to downtown Tacoma to the Tacoma Dome Station, where from there, residents from here can easily then get access to the Sounder, Amtrak, and all the other services that are centered there. And so it's really important. You know, I was talking with Vice Chair Walker when she first arrived here, and she said driving out here just seems so far. And then she stopped and paused and said, and that's why it's awesome, because it is reaching all the way out to a far part of our county that hasn't had the same access to public transit. But while we are right now working on this, as Pierce Transit Board and Pierce Transit, we're not stopping here. We know that our service needs don't end here, but rather the challenge to get the service beyond here begins from here and moves forward, because we have so much more of our county that we need to be serving. So with all that, thank you all very much for coming out here today. I look forward to being back here in about a year and arriving at the completed transit center via Route 1 bus. Thank you.
So I'd like to thank all of our speakers and for everybody come out today for this monumental groundbreaking for Pierce Transit. Now I think it's time that we turn some dirt. And so I'm going to ask the speakers if you'd please go up to the shovels and we can put some dirt out. We also have refreshments back there. If you want a frosty cold Arnold Palmer, it's back on the table back there, which goes right along with non-alcoholic. It goes right along with the Tee It Up for Transit. And so let's do it.